Doug Stewart, what's going on, man?
Morning. How you doing, morning show? Morning,
how your brackets? Man. How your brackets, man?
Man, my brackets like garbage, Tom. They're garbage. They're absolute garbage, man. Yeah, the DougStewartShow.com. Also, Tom, I'm representing South Carolina State University.
Go ahead, homeboy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're kicking much booty in the Retool Your School contest through Home Depot. We killing them, Tom. We need that money more than anybody else.
That's true.
Yeah, it's kind of like lit a fire under our bookies where we got to get up and do what we got to do. So any contest y'all have where we're going to give money to an HBCU, South Carolina State need it. We're going to get that money, Tom.
All right, let's go to the brackets now. So your bracket's all screwed up, huh?
Bracket's all screwed up, Tom. Here's what I'm going to do in like a minute. I'm going to give you all the upsets and everything you need to know about the NCAA tournament that happened in the first weekend. All right?
So Georgia State head coach
Ron Hunter was the star of the weekend, Tom. Dude tears his Achilles celebrating winning the Sun Belt Conference last week. Then his son RJ hits the last second shot to beat Baylor in the first round, and Coach Hunter falls off his medic scooter. You're talking a 14-seeded team beating a 3-seed. GSU is out now, though, losing to Xavier. Coach Hunter and RJ share some tears afterward. Just an array of emotions. A great story. Also, mid-major Wichita State beat Kansas in an in-state rivalry matchup last night. It's the first time playing each other in 22 years. That's bragging rights, morning show. That's bragging rights. Third season in the South bracket, Iowa State loses to 14-seed UAB. Everybody's bracket went in the trash after that one, Tom, including mine. They lose in the next round, so nothing really comes from the upset, but still a great win for your home state Blazers. Jay Wright's Villanova Wildcats lose in the second round to the eight-seeded North Carolina State Wolfpack in the East bracket. And the last upset of note, Michigan State beats the number 2-seed Virginia Cavaliers. Head coach Tom Izzo wins for the 11th time as a lower seed in the tournament. So big, big stuff for them. Okay, so you got 16 teams remaining, and it looks like Kentucky and Duke are on a crash course to the national championship game, morning show. Kentucky from the Midwest bracket and Duke from the South. Duke has the best player in the country in Jahlil Okafor, but Kentucky's got a squad of nothing but NBA future ballers, y'all. McDonald's All-Americans on the team, and John Calipari got the boys playing unselfish basketball. Kentucky's trying to be the first team to go undefeated since the 76 Indiana Hoosiers, who were, of course, coached by Bobby Knight. And the second weekend gets back underway this Thursday night. I think Kentucky's going to do it, y'all.
I picked it.
Oh, Lord.
That's right.
They look unstoppable, man. Fantastic players once again. All of these guys going to the NBA. Karl Anthony Towns, Willie Cauley-Stein, the three name guys. Devon Booker. They're just playing fantastic basketball. Morning show.
And they can beat some professional teams the way those guys are playing.
That's what they've been saying. They could beat a team like the New York Knicks. Who have been struggling this year, and I did say struggling. So, fantastic job by Kentucky, and once again, I look for them to win the whole thing. But listen, I do sports, and y'all know I do sports, but I want to talk about one thing, if y'all don't mind, and it might be a little repetitive, but can I talk a little bit about Empire?
That's what everybody else is talking about. Go ahead,
Empire talk.
Tom, so I want to talk about it. Tom, I don't know if y'all went over this, but your boy Lee Daniels, he don't do transitions well, Tom.
What do you mean?
He must have missed that day in film school, Tom. Like Lucius, he catches his boy Hakeem doing the do with his former fiance, and punches him in the face, and then the next scene, they're playing checkers or something. Like, and one scene, Tom, Boo Boo Kitty and Cookie, they on the ground wrestling like Wahoo McDaniels and Rufus R. Frick, Train Joe.
He went back.
Yeah, the next scene, they talking about going in business together.
I'm with him on that,
Doug,
one, Sybil. You get so caught up, you
Doug,
don't
think. It's a little TV show,
do,
Doug.
Sometimes it's got to transition.
Don't you have enough drama on the basketball court right now? Really? Doug, this is real.
He does have a point, though, Sib. Transition.
Okay. But it's a TV show, Doug, okay?
That's why we love it so much.
I absolutely love it. Next year.
Doug Stewart.
In the next scene,
they going into business together.